We're back here at Lucas Oil Stadium at the NFL Combine. I am John Schmelk for Giants.com. We're joined by another New York Giants scout, Steve Verderosa. And Steve, you've been doing these combines for a long time now. Much different in 2015 than it's, say, 1995, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a lot more organized now. The way they have it set up with the weights downstairs, the weigh-ins, schedule of the day, the way they have it worked out, it's a lot more conducive to getting better work done.
All right, Steven, over the years, I'm sure you've seen a lot of pretty unbelievable performances here. Any really stick out in your mind that you'll never forget?
Well, yeah, well, there's one. You know, obviously, either here or the other building was an indoor stadium, so it's a controlled environment. One of the best things as far as a performance was David Klingler was a quarterback from the University of Houston. Probably the best guy I ever saw throw the ball indoors here. Yes, which doesn't translate to how he played in the NFL, which is frustrating because a lot of times the young men here don't do that well, and of course it's not indicative of how they play during the fall or how they play in the NFL. But David Klingler's performance here with strange receivers in an environment that was controlled, a lot of the guys have problems with the depth perception. He threw the ball unbelievable. So I came out of here going, wow, you know, this guy could really be a really great player. But it never panned out for him. So that's kind of a reverse of what you're asking me. But that sticks out in my mind as a performance that never carried through but was really good here.
Well, you know, you talk about the performance here maybe not matching what you see on tape. When all this is said and done, maybe something you see here might contradict a conclusion you came to watching this kid play 10, 11 games of college football this year. How do you reconcile those two different pieces of information to put a complete picture together for that player for the draft?
You really want to see how the guys carry themselves here. Hopefully they carry themselves well. Again, I don't put too much credence in their performance out here because it's shorts and T-shirts. Mm-hmm. It's still, there's nobody in the stands. There's a different adrenaline when you're in a game as opposed to this. Now, you want to see them compete. You want to see them be able to do the drills according to the instructions that were given by the coaches. But if they drop a ball or their depth perception, as I said before, isn't good, I don't hold that against them.
How about the translation of speed in shorts and a T-shirt, you know, bench press, and trying to figure out how that's going to transfer to strength on Sunday, either blocking somebody or running a pattern? How do you try to figure out how this is going to translate to game time?
Okay, well, two things, track speed and there's playing speed. There's weight room strength and there's playing strength. You know, I've been around a long time, so I got to see Lawrence Taylor play. You know, he wasn't the strongest guy in the weight room, but pound for pound, he was the most explosive player I ever saw. So, you know, a guy can bench press the house, but that doesn't mean he can play with fulcrum and play with leverage and do what he needs to do on the football field. And same thing, little guys can run fast, but they don't carry their pads like big guys. We had Hakeem Nicks. He wasn't great on the clock, but his first couple of years with us, he carried his pads real well and had a lot of long plays. Okay, so playing speed, track speed, there's a difference.
And finally, I want to ask you about some of the skill position guys we're going to see over the weekend. What are some of the drills that you like to keep an eye on and some of the numbers you really take seriously when you try to judge how these guys will translate from the college level to the pro level?
Well, when they do the receiver drills, you really want to see the guys work back to the quarterback and catch the ball in their hands. Some guys will body it, all right? You really want to see them have confidence in their ability to catch the football away from their body. I look for that. And the same thing with the DBs, their ability to transition from a pedal or a bail technique to stick their foot in the ground and close.
Steve, great stuff. We appreciate the time, my friend, and best of luck the rest of the way in Indy.
Thank you.